What's up, jerks? Is that good? Is that a thing now?
It's perfect.
Okay, perfect. Good start. It's Friday, June 9th. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're coming out on a Friday. And you're
Why?
Listening. Because it's E3, Jose. Oh. And I didn't even introduce you yet, so they don't know who you are, even though I said it. Okay? It's episode 17 of The Rat King. I'm Scott Petty, member FDIC. With me, as always, the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey, guys.
As well as the Dreadnought co-pilot, Justin Stokes.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And joining us just sort of randomly for our special E3 episode is, shout-outs to, Juan Santos.
Hey, everybody.
Did you want me to say your last name?
Doesn't matter.
I can bleep it out if you want.
I don't think they will try to find me at all.
If I tell them to, they will.
Juan's off the grid.
Yeah, Juan. It's true.
Super off the grid.
Yeah.
He's like on the Dreadnought with me off the grid.
Except for every time he goes.
Except for right now and probably later. Fans of the show. You know, I don't know. I don't like why you don't have a nickname except Baby Boy.
No, I do. It's Scott Petty, member FDIC.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I just call you White Heat?
White Heat?
White Heat.
White Heat?
Yeah, that sounds like a
like
good nickname.
White Heat?
No, no.
Here's the deal. You can call me that off the podcast and not directly to me, only to yourself.
So like if you're sitting in bed and you're just like, oh, White Heat.
Yeah, me.
Just like every other night in my dream journal.
Exactly. Okay, but anyway, welcome to the episode, guys. We're going to be, it's going to be a little different. We're not really going to touch on news, are we?
Nah.
Anything that we want to
talk about?
Except
for that fucking Bubsy announcement.
Yeah, Bubsy. I don't care.
He got a cartoon. Did you guys know?
No, I didn't.
He got a TV cartoon.
Yeah, I remember that. He wore that dumb t-shirt.
Yep, just the pilot.
Yep.
No Airward Jim, was he?
Excellent. Cool. Going great. And this episode is basically going to be sort of a anticipation episode, I guess. So let's start it off with this. How you doing, Jose?
I'm doing pretty great.
Yeah? You do anything this last week?
Yeah. I played a lot of games that have been leaving bad tastes in my mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, such as?
Tekken 7.
Still okay.
Playing
You're
that.
Still trying it, to do it.
Okay. I'll say that. I'm going to start this off with another game. Ukulele.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, dude.
Is it bad?
So
good or bad?
Bad. I'm going to say bad. But
if those are the choices.
So it tries to do a lot of what Banjo-Kazooie does, and it takes all the good things of Banjo-Kazooie, which is cool, but it also takes a lot of the bad things, and that was a lot of bad N64 things, and it's really bad. And aside from that, it tries way too hard.
To be Banjo-Kazooie. Yeah.
Like, to the T.
Yes.
Like, it's
literally
rough.
Everything.
It's rough.
There aren't many, like, individual thoughts in it.
No.
They didn't promise there would be. But, yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it says that, like, so the worlds are actually pretty cool, and the music's great. The music's fantastic. But the worlds, I think they're big enough.
Yeah.
But you can make them bigger. And I'm like, nah, don't do that.
Why? What do you mean you can make them bigger?
So you can collect, I think, pages, which is like the jiggies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grab those, and if you collect enough, you can make the world get bigger. Like that specific world, and I don't think it needs that.
Are there like areas that are locked off and they like,
until
get unlocked?
Yeah, and it's kind of like a Mario 64, how you need a certain
stars.
Amount of stars, to unlock a painting or a door.
Okay.
In this case,
okay.
They're books.
Yeah,
and it's not great.
I thought just like a level, like a part of the level expanded.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. Yeah. Like that specific level, if you collect enough pages, you get a new, like a bigger level of that same level.
And isn't there sort of a Mega Man-esque ability tree type thing where like you'll go one place and you're like, oh, I need this ability, which I have to go to this place to get that. And then...
Yeah. And it's really bad at telling you that you need it.
Yes.
Until you get there. And so it has like a currency system where you collect, I think it's feathers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's feathers. Anyway, and you talk to the snake guy, and then he gives you the abilities, and you have to buy them from him. They're usually like 30, as of now, 30 mm-hmm. Feathers. And it doesn't tell you which ones you need for certain places, and it's kind of dumb.
Isn't the snake wearing pants?
Yeah.
And he's literally called the Trouser Snake.
Well, his name's Trouser.
Yes.
He's a snake.
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn.
But Trouser the wear snake.
Huh?
Trouser the snake.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not a great game. The music's great, though. It's really, really good.
So
Justin,
would
you should play it for the music.
Would you suggest that people buy the soundtrack?
Yes.
And leave the game alone?
I Am 8-Bit is actually selling the vinyl soundtrack for
so
it.
So if you have a record player, why not?
Yeah. Tekken 7, still playing Tekken 7. It's better than Yooka-Laylee for sure.
Yeah. Play Tekken 4. That's the one I like the most.
Yeah, Jose, play a different game, you stupid asshole.
Well, Tekken 7 is really good, and it has new characters that are pretty great.
Well, 4 was fine. It was the one of the greatest hits, you know, the line of PlayStation 2 games.
Yeah, like the older ones.
Yeah.
I think every game got that eventually.
Well, but it was pretty good.
Tekken. No, it was great. Yeah. But I just didn't. I don't like Tekken. Mm. I think it's just I don't like Tekken.
I like that one a lot. I played that one for a bunch of hours. 5, I didn't because it had Rage, and that was stupid.
Oh, this is Rage is back. So wait, Rage as in
fuck Rage.
The system, the fighting system.
Yeah, you know when your opponent gets like less than half health.
Yeah.
And then their attack doubles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's back. That's back. But it's a Rage Arts now, so it's like a super. You have a super combo.
Okay.
Instead of that stuff, I think. I'm not too sure.
Because on 5, it was automatic for everybody.
Yeah, but Tekken 7, if you
Justin,
like Tekken,
isn't
like
Skate fun? Skate's a fun game.
I was going to say, I can contribute nothing to this.
Also part of Greatest Hits, eventually.
Yeah, because everything was. Like you said, everything, once it became... It didn't even matter if it was good. It just mattered that it was
$20.
Yeah. Then it became a Greatest Hit.
Then I finished Momodora, and I got the true ending.
Yeah.
Great game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it only like $20?
$10.
$10? Yeah. Worth it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. $10 cheaper.
I got all everything out of it. That's great.
Awesome. Anything else from your past week?
Not at all.
I'll go ahead and say that I didn't play... Oh, no, sorry. I'm going to introduce myself into this. I started playing Final Fantasy 1 on Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
Realized that it is nearly unplayable. Just in terms of how many random encounters there are. And I was at first and really enjoying it, and I was just using it to grind. You know, mm-hmm. I got to like level 20 before I even left the first area, mm-hmm. just because I was like, why not? And then as I continued through it, I was like, oh, this is literally almost unplayable. And someone said that on Twitter recently, and I was like, is it though? I remember liking it. And then I did not like it.
So those are those nostalgia glasses.
Yeah, I know.
So if you're looking for at least something like nostalgic, like, but also kind of like a newer RPG, I'd say probably Bravely Default.
Yeah,
would probably be a good one.
Oh, I love that game. Yeah. I had it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever finish it?
I grinded everybody to level 99, and then I stopped for a bit because I could just crush through the story. Mm-hmm. Crush through the story when I wanted to.
Okay.
Just like I did with Pokemon.
Don't click into the mic.
Pokemon X.
Awesome.
So I'll tell you a story right now, Scott.
Sure, go for it.
yeah, Bravely Default. It's a newer game, and it takes a lot of old Final Fantasy stuff with it. So.
Well, instead what I did was booted up...
Final Fantasy 2.
No, I'm going to, but I booted up Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga.
So I've always wanted to play those games, at least one of the Mario & Luigi games.
They're excellent, man.
Are they?
They really are. I don't think they've had a bad one in the bunch. I would say the worst one far is Dream Team.
The one I always wanted to play was Super Mario RPG.
Yes, and that's also amazing. Like I think things started going bad with the Paper Mario series, uh-huh. and they continued to do so. And then with this Rabbids crossover, I don't really dig that.
Game of the year.
Yeah, I bet it will be. Have you seen those? Do you see those leaked amiibos?
No, they are looked they awful. Rabbids?
Yeah,
okay. Terrible. To be fair, a lot of amiibos don't look great. So.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where amiibos kind of felt pure because they were Nintendo, and mm-hmm. then you bring now they're Ubisoft. It was weird. Yeah. I didn't like it. And then I think that was it for me after jumping into Superstar Saga. I just realized, man, I really missed the Game Boy Advance similar style games.
Oh, it's a good console.
Yeah. You coughed up a cotton ball. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, yeah. It's out there now.
Yeah, it is covered in red sauce. Yeah.
Hey, Final Fantasy VI on the Game Boy Advance. It's pretty solid.
Is good.
Yeah.
I'm going to play all of them, and Jose knows that's my favorite Final Fantasy.
You want to know the grinding spot of 2?
Nope.
Early in the game? No? Okay.
Spoiler alert? Is this a spoiler alert?
What do you mean?
The grinding spot? Is this a spoiler alert? I never played it.
Was 6 Kefka, or was that...
Yeah. Okay. 6 was Kefka.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
That's the one where you fucking beat up a train, right?
Yeah. The ghost train. I already played all those, 1 through 6.
Yeah, I was going to... That was my plan, was to do 1 through 6, and then I started 1 and I said, I don't think this is worth it to me, so I'm going to start with 2.
1 was super easy for me. You can just crush through it.
Great. Yeah. the most confrontational guest. Anyway, what about you, Justin? Then last.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I've just been playing some more Friday the 13th. It's a great game.
Yeah, you're still having
fun
with that.
So there was a patch that they released probably 2 days ago for the Xbox and the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
And it was mostly for the Xbox to fix a lot of the issues because people couldn't, you know, they couldn't quick play and they couldn't get in.
Okay.
And so that also carried over to, you know, PlayStation. And so now, you know, if me and you wanted to play quick play, it would work a lot faster.
Awesome.
And they fixed up, you know, various bugs and whatnot, like collisions. Mm-hmm. I noticed that a lot of the times I don't tee off anymore after I'm dead.
Yeah.
And so I just like, now I just pop up.
But that was always part of the fun. Is as soon as someone crushes my head, I bounce into the air.
Yeah. There's still a lot of abusing with the no clipping glitch where people just levitate and survive.
I like seeing gifs of that. It's just like they're T-posing but floating.
I really don't understand that though, because it, much like how I won my first match by hiding, I was like, that completely takes away the fun. Like the fun is being stalked and trying not to get murdered. And so like when you hide or you take advantage of a glitch like that, it's like, oh, you're going to exploit a party game? You know what I mean?
And they're doing it with characters that have like level 10 stealth.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Exactly. So I don't understand what they're doing. Like, it's not like you're doing it in Overwatch or something and you're abusing the XP system of that. Like, it's a Friday the 13th game.
Yeah. Well, he can still kill you by with throwing knives.
Yeah.
If he's good enough. I think what's more terrifying is if you're spectating Jason and he's looking for the person that's levitating, and like he's like off in the distance, they'll like levitate through the trees out in the open, and that's terrifying to me. They're like witches.
See, I want there to be like a glitch where whenever they die, they just T-pose and levitate, and they're just all like in a line. So that's fucking terrifying.
That reminds me of your icon. That's terrifying.
Oh, my like your ghost town thing?
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Have you been able to find that again?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, it was cool. I felt cool about that.
To play Devil's Advocate, Scott, if somebody wants to hide, they should hide because, you know, everybody needs a way to play and enjoy the game.
What?
Yeah, but the premise is you're already hiding, so what's the point in levitating to pretty much cheat and not die?
Everybody, I don't know jack shit about the game.
It's okay.
No, but what I'm saying is, yeah, like one of the options is to hide, obviously, but I immediately became very self-conscious when I was the last one alive and I'm hiding under a bed, and I'm like, I'm making people watch me hide for the next like 12 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's excruciating when everyone's dead and there's one person left, and they're just like chilling out, like hiding. Like, we get you're hiding, but if you're levitating and just like, you know, obviously cheating, then it's even worse.
So yeah.
Because then he can't kill you.
So I have a question. Say if Scott's the last one alive, right? If he wins the game, does everybody get the same amount of XP, or do you get everything?
I would get the most.
Cool.
Because
I didn't know if it was like a team effort kind of thing.
There are actually different little things that you can do to get more experience.
Set traps, pick up weapons. If you take the boat, you get more. If you take the car, you get
Jason,
more.
Yeah.
And
stun
him.
Like if you heal yourself, you heal other people.
If you heal other,
yeah, there's plenty of ways to get
experience. You get camp badges as well.
Can you punch in this game?
No.
Okay. No.
It's one thing that I don't like because I wish I could, even though like
just run by Jason and punch him and just keep running.
Yeah, you know it'd be futile, but you would still do it. And I think that would be fun.
I assume he can pick you up at some point.
Yes.
So I imagine just you trying to punch him while he's...
Yeah, or kick him or something.
Yeah.
And he just fucking piles drives you into the fucking ground.
Yeah, exactly.
He does that too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's kind of like Mario Party and the coins, right? Like the guy who does best gets the most coins?
Yeah.
There you go.
Except
that's a
Jason
weird
gets
comparison.
All of them, no matter
gets all
what.
The coins.
Yeah, exactly.
So Jason's Bowser.
Yeah.
Yeah. One to one comparison.
Yeah,
for
and
sure.
Then everyone else is just the you know, like Mario, Luigi, Yoshi, and whatnot.
And some of them are rabbits. So that too.
Yeah, don't forget about that.
Or Toad. I'm not gonna do an impression because that would be awful.
That'd be loud.
That was Toad, not Wario. Don't no one tell me anything else.
Yeah, but that was the only thing I got into this week, game wise.
All right, you want to pass it to that guy?
Sure. Hey Juan.
Hey everybody, it's this guy.
What you been doing?
Nothing. I just
all right.
Worked.
Moving on.
You playing any DS games or anything?
The only game I've been playing recently was Breath of Fire 2 on my 3DS.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
it's because I've been playing Breath of Fire 4.
Four?
Yeah.
That was for PS2, right?
PS1, I believe. But PS1.
So first PlayStation.
So do you still play as Ryu? And
Breath of Fire 2? You're in that game in that series. You're always Ryu.
Okay,
or,
I figured as much. So it's just like different incarnation of Ryu.
Yep.
Okay.
So like different dimensional crap, but
right,
same
right.
story. It's a pretty neat system. criticals are called specials in the one I'm playing. And counter attacks are called critical attacks. But that's neat because you get to counter attack automatically. And I like that a lot. And it's a solid game.
You gotta not click your mouth.
It is a...
Oh my God.
That was unintentional, everybody. It is a solid game. And you know what? That's good enough for me because people fail a lot. And I'd rather not play a failure.
Wait, well, the game failed?
No. Different games.
Okay, no. So I heard Breath of Fire, like the series in the totality, is pretty great. Breath of Fire 5, I think, was a browser game, and that didn't do too great. I think 4 was the last one. That might have been 6. Breath of Fire 6.
6 was for telephones. I mean, cell phones,
okay.
Everybody.
Okay, they were for rotary phones.
Rotary phones. I was going to say the dial one.
That's a rotary phone, children.
Yes.
No, it's pretty neat. 2 games for the SNES, then it jumped to PlayStation.
PS1, yeah. Because 3 is when it... Yeah, 3 was...
3 was the first one for PlayStation. Yeah.
I kind of want to play 3, but I still need to finish 4.
Well,
are you still a dragon boy in 2?
Yeah, okay. You're always a dragon boy.
I wasn't sure. How many hours have you put into it so far?
I think I'm about through the first quarter of the game. I haven't looked any through facts and all that because, you know, I play...
I'm going to say 20.
20?
Yeah.
20 hours.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying hours.
No, not 20 hours.
Okay, well, that's what he asked you.
Okay, cool.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, Kirby has feet, right?
Oh, dude.
Yes. Human feet. What's up with
have
that?
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, gross. I'll show him right now.
Juan has never been on the internet. We should mention. Juan, you gotta stop clicking your mouth into the mic, or I'm going to have to throw out this whole thing. You gotta get out all those mouth noises so it doesn't sound like you're
That's
cooking
disgusting.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
I do not have a future in broadcasting.
Cool. If you could, well, it's like Jose's weird throat thing that he had going on for an episode.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going on right now or not.
Awesome, but I'm pretty raw at this.
Yeah, no,
pretty
it's
what? Raw?
Raw.
Raw.
Okay.
It's fine. You just got to be careful
wet
with the mouth sounds.
Wet behind the ears.
You just
greenhorn.
Okay.
What?
This is not my wheelhouse.
Yeah, just gargle some water. Don't literally gargle it because he did that. But like,
and I spit
it out.
Can
you hear your mouth? You got to not be able to hear your mouth.
Well, you hear it for me.
Everyone does. Okay.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah. You like? Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just I'm just doing it for when it comes out.
Oh no, that's fine. I appreciate your criticism.
Okay.
I really, really do.
We should mention that you're wearing a bowler cap that has a saw blade on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we should mention that you work as a man who makes the skin for jalapeno poppers.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive directly to where Justin works to drop off the skin. The cheese man loads in the cheese, and then when Justin is done examining the peppers, he puts them in the poppers. Peppers become poppers.
Yeah, Justin. You had it right. We call them poppers. We don't call them peppers.
No,
at work now.
When do they go from pepper to popper?
Never. They're always poppers.
And do you pop the peppers?
No, I told you when I do it, I touch my eyes because I don't like doing it.
Okay.
But so no. At work, we just always call them poppers.
Who gathers the peppers? Because I know Mr. Piper used to work
Children.
There. Did Peter Piper pick a peck
Children
of pickled peppers?
Peter Piper.
And he picked a peck of jalapeno popper peppers?
No, they're just going down a conveyor belt,
uh-huh.
And the machines do it.
Yeah.
But at the very end, I'm the one who's like touching it and making sure that it's all nice.
Yeah.
And that's like all I do. I'm like the foreman over the robots.
And okay. Out of how many? So like out of 1,000, how many do you put olives in instead of jalapenos?
At least 12,000.
Oh my! Out of 1,000?
Well, we package at least 200,000, uh-huh. And then I do at least 1,000.
Okay.
So
that was just one.
Yeah. That's
well,
like one.
If you pick
Is
up
that the
box,
golden ticket.
Yeah. If you pick up the box and look on the back, you know how it has like the red, yellow, green, like blue and white dots?
Not at all. No.
No. Anyways, if it's like all black dots, then those are the one with olives.
Ew.
Don't get those.
Olives are gross.
Yes.
Okay.
So should people specifically look for yours or just.
No, I think they get like distributed to like New Hampshire or something.
No, I mean the ones you personally check.
Oh, I personally check all of them.
Yeah, they don't. Not one leaves the house without him knowing.
Yeah, I touch all of them.
What is your title?
Foreman.
We call you Popper King.
Yeah, you're the foreman.
Yeah, or you can call me Popper King.
Okay, so past that, now we're going to go into Jose basically came up with the idea. Let's do two top 10 lists, essentially. Mm-hmm. No one stuck to the idea of a list, and no one stuck to the idea of top 10.
Yeah, well, I narrowed it down, so okay, I guess I'm back on it, I think.
So we're basically going to be... So what I've called it is my most anticipated, which is stuff that we know will be at the show.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That we're excited about. And then the other is the most wanted, which is stuff that likely won't be there or that we know definitely won't be there, but what we'd really like to see.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of start. I don't think you have it necessarily in any order, Justin. And Juan doesn't have a list because he you know, he's a guest.
I just came from the factory directly. Yeah.
So if you think of anything, we'll throw it off to you. You know, like we're going to go Jose, me, Justin, you. And if you want to throw something out there, cool. If not, you can say whatever. But
I'll do my best because I want you to love me.
Okay, we can do that. Okay, so let's start with our most anticipated then. So stuff that we know will be there. You good with that, gotcha. Jose?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to start with your number 10? And you can give like a little explanation why if you want. And if not, whatever.
Number 10 for most anticipated that we think will be there?
That you know will be there.
Yeah, like it's a guarantee going to
show. Oh, is it from 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
10 to 1.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
1 being most anticipated.
I'm going to say Red Dead.
Okay, that's weird because you didn't really get into the first one.
No.
You caught me off guard with that one.
Well, no, because I'm that's why it's my 10, because I'm like, I'm still iffy about it, but I want to know more about it, and I want to like Red Dead just because it's like the whole Western, old Western kind of thing.
And no one does that, and they did it really well, so I think
I want to see what's going on. Any of you guys have it on there?
I'll let you borrow my Cormac McCarthy book.
I can't read, man.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
That's smart.
All right, my number 10 for most anticipated is Super Mario Odyssey. Because, I mean, I pretty much know what it's going to be, but that doesn't make it any less fun.
Right, right.
And, you know, maybe it'll help Justin eventually reach back into Super Mario Sunshine and be able to understand that.
If it comes, I want it.
Yeah. So, you know, and maybe they'll do something with, you know, the virtual console or whatever. So, what's yours, Justin?
All right. So, my least anticipated title would be...
Your number 10 most anticipated.
Well... Okay.
My least anticipated is like the Ouya 2.
Yeah, so number 10.
So for him is like 10 is least, 1 is most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we're all doing.
Yeah. So it would be Destiny 2. And well, hold on here. Let me say.
Because I'm puking in my mouth.
Everything that there pretty much is going to be at E3 was already at the live reveal that was probably a month ago or something like that. But they're adding like the Arc Strider class for the Hunter. And so that's the only thing that I guess I'm looking forward to, unless they add like, I don't know, like updated news for PlayStation. Maybe they add the launch date for the PC.
Mm-hmm.
But like other than that, it's pretty much what everyone already knows.
Mm-hmm.
So like the new news, hopefully that they release
new
that's why it's number 10 for me.
You know what I said? Yeah, buddy. I don't know why I did that.
So that's why it's least, you know, for me, that is.
I think you just reminded me. I think when I get back from vacation, which I'll be going on tomorrow, I might build a PC.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, because I think I might lose my job. So I think
you might as well dump a lot of money into a PC.
Well, I might as well start streaming and see if someone will give me $5 every like 25 hours.
I'm sure they will.
And then just do it that way. Juan, you got anything, or do you just want me to go automatically to Jose, or you want to throw something in?
I'll
there?
Just
don't
jump.
Click in that mic, bro. I will cut out your tongue and make you breathe heavy into it.
First of all, you couldn't. We're too small.
Damn.
I'm pretty tall.
Well, tall, but lanky.
Jose!
Okay. So we're doing
nine.
Okay.
Yep.
The Scorpio. I want to see news about the Scorpio. Maybe they'll convince me. But
I think
not.
They're almost certainly going to give the release
date.
Yeah,
you got me on number 9 also, Jose.
Oh, yeah?
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so, my... Oh, go ahead.
Well, did you see that there? I guess like developers have an extra gig of RAM.
Yeah. We talked about that like, I don't know, 8 episodes ago?
Yeah, we talked about it a while ago. Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
My number 9 was Crackdown 3, which is related to the Scorpio.
Nice.
Because that was kind of their tech demo for what they wanted to do with their like cloud shit. And then they said, we're just going to make a new console.
Yeah, plus it was... What, announced 3 years ago, back in 2014?
3 or 4, yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Damn it.
Well, you know, it's not that bad. You know, fucking Final Fantasy 15. Well, how long was that? 15 years? No?
15 years? No, we talked about it. It was like 8.
To be developed.
I think it was 5.
Oh, maybe,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, Jose, what about your number 8?
Number 8? I want to see more. I want to see how they explain the Switch mic stuff.
Do you really think they're going to bring that on themselves?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I hope they roll out like a big table like what we record on.
Yeah.
And just have a giant mic on it.
Just, yeah.
That's how I want their recording to be.
Yeah, it's gonna be garbage. my number 8 is God of War.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought yours would be a lot higher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For God of War? No, it's because I got so burnt out on it by 3 that I was just sort of eh. But after what I've seen, and for some reason after playing Horizon Zero Dawn, it made me more interested in it.
Right.
Because they had sort of that like Native American / Viking feel to it. Mm-hmm. And then once it goes to this with Nordic stuff, it should be pretty cool. And it's been long enough since 3 that I feel like I'll get into it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It has been probably like, what, 8 years since 3?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
If not... been a while.
Yeah, I said it again.
Yeah.
All right, so my number 8 would be Titanfall 2 DLC if they announce anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, do you think they will? At E3, they're going to do Titanfall 2 stuff?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, it's on the list of the games that's going to be there. They have Titanfall 2 DLC down. And okay. So you just like me, you really enjoyed the campaign.
Yes.
So that on top of the multiplayer, I was like, I'm kind of looking forward to see what they release, if it's like a big expansion pack.
And then jump back into it.
Yeah, unless, like, I'm fine with like the little updates they've been doing, but I'm definitely curious to see if they're going to release a bigger expansion or a bigger DLC.
Okay, and Juan, what's your second favorite color?
Red.
Okay, Jose, what's your number 7?
Number 7, Spider-Man.
Okay.
I want to see a good Spider-Man.
Yeah. I do too, bro. Cause
like, I'm ready.
I loved... Well, you know I love Spider-Man too. When moved to Chicago, one of... Like your housewarming gift to me was Spider-Man 2 for PS2?
Xbox.
Or Xbox.
That didn't work.
It did not work. No.
So was it the game or was it just
your
Xbox?
It was the game.
Okay.
So I had to buy it on PS2.
You guys like Spider-Man 2 for GameCube, right?
Yes.
Well, not just GameCube, but...
Yeah. 2. That's what I played it on.
The one I played and liked was the one for N64.
I never played that one, unless it was like Inter Electro.
I have
played it. Was like mini games a bunch of times, and like free roaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to climb up the wall.
Yeah, that's where you fight Venom, right?
Yeah, and then you...
Venom, like, Dr. Octopus. That was the last boss. You have to reptile. Run from him.
No, he turns into Octopus Carnage mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one's cool because you can make little brass knuckles from your weapon.
Yeah.
And punch Venom. I like that.
Yeah. My number 7, which after I made this list, I realized I don't think it's going to be there, but I put the Final Fantasy VII Remake. I just want to see more of it, especially now that it's gone in-house with Square Enix.
Right.
So I want to see what's going to be going on with that. And God, it's just so beautiful. And like I said, I missed out on it the first time around. So I'm curious to get into it.
Are you going to play 12? Because they're remaking 12. I
think. No, not at all.
What?
Remake?
Oh, have you played 12?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
And I don't plan to. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. No, I heard people liked it, but I've also heard a lot of bad things from it.
I'm pretty much a 1 through 10 2 guy, and I only missed like 2 throughout the whole thing. So, what is your number 7, Justin?
All right, so my number 7 is Lego Worlds.
Lego Worlds? What
Lego
is
World.
Oh, is that the Minecraft type
thing?
Yeah,
it's like Minecraft, but with Legos.
That went into beta, like a closed beta, like a year ago.
Yeah,
a very long time ago.
And that's all we heard.
Yeah, and then it sort of disappeared.
Now it's like coming back.
I am interested to see where that goes, because it is, it's Lego, and Legos are rad.
Yeah, and they have vehicles on it, unlike Minecraft, so maybe you can make like a space shuttle, and I want to fly it up and
I would
fly
like,
it back down.
I'd like to see people really try to break that or do crazy, like the crazy shit they do in Minecraft in the Lego universe.
I'm going
to
make the Dreadnought.
You should, and then you can get someone else to fly it while you sit next to them.
I was going
to
say I'm going to make missile pods and shoot it at the Dreadnought and see how... Anyways, go on, Jose.
No, hold on.
I've had enough.
We got to go to Juan. Juan, what's better, meatball or meatloaf?
Meatball.
Okay. He chose the food over the singer.
damn.
Oh, did you know that guy's meatloaf. A scumbag?
Every person
meatloaf.
Is.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing good about anybody.
I never heard of him.
He sings that song, I do anything for love, but I won't do that. Oh, no, I won't do that. It's in a Burger King commercial.
Yeah, eating girls out. He wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Anyway, what's your number 6, Jose?
Number 6. Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be there, like you said.
Yeah, I realized after I did this, it probably not.
Yeah.
But I would like that.
Yeah. I want to see what they have in store with that game, just because it looked really weird in that trailer.
You thought it looked weird? I thought it looked very pretty.
It looked great, but I'm talking about like the combat system and stuff. It looked kind of janky.
Yeah, and we talked last week about how I prefer turn-based
opposed to... I thought it was going to be turn-based, to be honest. And yeah. I was
wrong. What about active time battle?
I don't care for that too much. I like it better than pure active like combat.
Right. Active time battle, that's what Final Fantasy VII was.
Yeah.
But like it was still... technically turn-based. It's just, you know, hurry up and do it if not you'll get hit,
which I was always fine with because that's how I play regular turn-based. You know, I don't like sit unless I just want to like put down my Game Boy Advance and wait or something. But my number six is Far Cry 5.
I was surprised that it's on your top 10.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm very excited about it because it's coming to America.
They should have named it Far Cry 5 Homecoming.
There you go. But the fact that it's here finally will hopefully alleviate a lot of the issues that I had with the last couple of them. And also I love killing like crazy religious militia shitheads. That really appeals to me.
White men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm coming after you, cisgendered bitches. Anyway, what's your number six?
All right, so my number six is Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Okay, I'm excited for that. No one joined me in one, and I'm not bitter about that at all, so it's fine, but whatever.
Star Wars Battlefront 1?
Yeah, no one joined me on it.
Oh, I thought you said you and Juan.
No, why? Juan hasn't even...
This is the
even...
first time I've been out in weeks.
Yeah. We should also mention that you're wearing suspenders made out of bottle caps.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Scratches my chest.
Juan, do you prefer a Hot Pocket or a pizza bagel?
Pizza bagel.
You're wrong, but I'll go on to Jose. Really?
You don't get to tell me.
I get
like
to tell you I'm always right.
Well, he's a lot of times right.
I'm mostly right. Hot dog is a sandwich and ice cream is a bread. Jose, what's your number five?
Number five, Kingdom Hearts.
You think that's going to be there?
No, now that I said it, no. Okay.
I don't think it's going to be there at
both
all.
Both that and Final Fantasy are those games that are like, yeah, probably fucking not.
I think there will be a montage for Square Enix something, and they'll just show that for a second, and it'll be pretty good.
And then Sora will be at the end of it or some shit, and he'll probably say R. And then
R?
Yeah, the letter, not the pirate stuff.
My number five is Red Dead Redemption 2, because... I put it sort of in the middle because I know it's not coming out till next year, so I'm not getting too excited, but I do want to see the additional shit, and hopefully they'll show some gameplay.
Right. Hopefully.
I don't even care if it's just walking. I just want to see it act like in-game footage.
I'm hoping that game's not too focused on co-op.
I don't think it will be.
I hope not, just because I feel like that might fuck it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what a lot of people think it's going for with like that seven sort of characters. Yeah, exactly. But I honestly think it's just going to be a GTA 5 style change between characters thing.
It's a lot of characters. One character is like strictly for explosives and one character is a sheriff or something.
Yeah. Well, doesn't Rockstar usually make pretty solid games?
Yeah, absolutely. They have like one of the best track records in terms of the finished game, but in terms of production, it's always a huge to-do.
How'd you feel about that ping pong game they made for the PS3?
It was great. It was weird because it was a ping pong game.
Was that
Project
Tennis? Project?
Something like that. I don't remember what it was called.
Project Pong.
Oh, no, it was called Project Table Tennis or something.
That's what it was.
It was really well made. It was strange
that
they did it.
It was really competitive, too.
Yeah. people still play that game competitively.
Oh, you guys ever see that trick shot?
For
ping pong? Not in the game, but like...
Unreal Life?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot.
On the computer things you guys have. This guy got a shot at, right? So he used the paddle... And then he spun around with it on the paddle and then shot it right back at the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, he didn't see it coming because he thought he just went right through the guy.
We should mention that Juan's going to have his own podcast coming up where he describes YouTube videos to you.
That doesn't sound bad, actually.
That's it. That's what we're going to do. Juan is going to watch it. And then he has to sit for 30 minutes not thinking about it and then describe it to you. So everyone
it will be lovely.
Yeah, and the podcasts are 3 hours long because he takes a
for
lot of
one
tangents.
Video, for that 4-minute video.
For 5-minute videos, yes.
Yeah. What's your number five, Justin?
All right, so my number five is... Wait, I thought we just did six.
No.
Okay, so my number five is the newly announced, it wasn't announced, it's leaked, but is Halo Gravemind.
What the fuck
is that?
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
I don't
know what the fuck is
Gravemind? Do they know, like, what the...
Do they know what words are?
Did Halo Wars 2 ever come out?
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah. So
was Halo Wars 1 good?
Did those clone people die?
Huh?
Did those clone people die? They're clones, right? Or clones? Genetically yes. Engineered?
Clones or clones?
They're clones.
Well, they have Collins.
I'm just going to say, yeah, they're all dead.
They are clones, right?
Who?
Tell me about Spartans. This. Shut up. Tell me about this game.
All right, so there's nothing. It's for tomorrow. There's a leak. So mm-hmm. someone took a picture of a poster,
uh-huh.
and on the bottom it says Halo Gravemind, and then on, like, I guess the very bottom of that, it says Halo 6 Beta. So maybe if you purchase this, like what they did with ODST back when we hung out with our friends.
Back when it was called Recon.
Yeah, so it was like ODST, and then you got to participate in the Halo Reach Beta that summer. So
is it Gravemind? Like yeah, Landmind? Mind.
Oh, mind. Yeah, Gravemind.
With a D.
Yes.
Okay.
And so a grave mind is pretty much the ultimate form of the Flood.
I was about to ask you, like, is it going to be like Flood centered?
I'm guessing, because that's what the grave mind is.
Gross.
Yeah, you idiot.
And so this is, again, this isn't announced. And who knows if this is going to be like an RTS like Halo Wars, if this is going to be like a straight, you know, one off like how ODST and Reach were, or
how Halo Wars should have been.
Maybe
Halo Wars should have been non-existent.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
the CG cutscenes are pretty cool though.
Yeah, you know who else loves CG?
Who?
Juan, do you prefer CG or practical stunts?
Practical stunts.
He's right. I'll give him that one.
Now guys, on the subject of cutscenes, how long do you prefer them? Because you know what, I like 20 minutes tops.
I like 30 minutes tops.
Hey, buddy,
I like 10 minutes.
I'm telling you, 5 seconds or less.
So a quick time event.
No, I don't want to touch any buttons. I want to be able to put my controller down for exactly 5 seconds, and then action starts immediately. I play every game like it's WarioWare Twisted, and if it doesn't work for me, baby, you're going to jail. Yeah, that stupid thing. I hate that I did that. What's your number four, Jose?
Mario Rabbids.
Really?
Yeah. I want to see what the fuck that is.
He wants it.
I
want
to see what it is.
You're going to. You're 3 months from wearing a t-shirt with them on it.
I'm 2 days from it because it's on its way here. Maybe three because they don't, you know, come in on Sunday, but yeah.
Sunday, but.
Sunday, but.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Watch you like it. Watch you like it, but never admit it to anybody.
I won't. It's the same way, like I have a Minions tattoo, and there wasn't an edit point there. We didn't have to cut out a bunch of stuff. Anyway, guys.
I was delightful.
What? Yeah, Juan was a peach. What were we even on? You were talking about Gravemind, right?
Roasty and Juicy. On
four, number four.
Yeah, I was going to say, we finished that up, and you just Scott, finished your number four.
What's your number four?
Wait, did you say yours?
I said rabbits, yeah.
Oh,
rabbits.
You idiot. Oh, I forgot what started all of this.
Yeah. So say four, and then you and Justin.
Yeah, Spider-Man, because... Spider-Man, said earlier, yeah. It's my number four.
It won't compare to rabbits, apparently. But
Spider-Man, I love 2 so much that I really want it to be good, and it hasn't been for a long time.
Exactly.
What about you, Justin?
All right, so my number four is God of War 4.
Hell yeah. Now, are they doing 4, or is it just, rebranding?
I would say it's, since they haven't said anything, that it's a complete, reboot. So
it's not a
God
reboot.
Of War.
It's a sequel.
So, but is it God of War 4 or is it just
I don't think
God
it's 4.
It's just God of War.
Yeah. They're doing it's like a soft reboot kind of. Like it's a new series within the same series.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still following the timeline, I guess.
Yeah. I don't quite understand that.
Well, they're like, what they said, how they explained it was Kratos is still alive since he's immortal. So now he's moved to the Wherever Lands and he had a kid.
I love the Wherever Lands.
Yeah. It's next to the Netherlands.
I love the Wherever Land Ranch.
And I was going to say, I guess it kind of kicks off to where he is the founder or part of the whole Norse mythology and stuff like that over there. And it's really interesting, especially from what they showed last year.
Yeah.
So that's my number four.
Does Kratos have a little monkey friend called Bubbles?
No. But Juan, what's the deal with Russian dressing?
I don't know nothing about it.
I think
shouldn't ask me.
I think they should do it in private. what's your number three, Jose?
Mario Odyssey.
Okay, that's really
that
high up.
Is that better?
I don't know. It seems a little too high for me. I obviously had it as my number 10. So.
Well, because all the ones that I want to see personally...
Uh-huh.
I don't think we'll be there, so it's just hey, let's make a more realistic list, and the last three are games that probably I'll like, so.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's not even on my list.
Yeah.
But that's no surprise.
Yeah, I don't blame you. My number three is Days Gone, which I think, out of everything, is my only new IP, and that's kind of why I put it so high, is my number three is, you know, I like fast zombies. I like shooting them, and I like running, and I can be a biker with a trouble past.
So you really like motorcycles.
I love them. They're my favorite.
I think you said when you were younger, you wanted to grow up to be a motorcycle.
I might have. I think it went mermaid, motorcycle, mentally stable person. Oh. I've been closer to a mermaid.
Well, I reached my dream. I wanted to be a jalapeno popper. So.
Oh, I thought you were a foreman.
I'm still a jalapeno popper king.
At the bottom.
The popper now, king.
Yeah.
Popper king. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Petty has been a well-known journeyman all his life.
Yes.
From here to Tennessee. San Francisco.
Yeah, I went there for a while.
He went there. He saw the girl he missed out in high school, and she had a kid. And he looked her in the eyes, and he said, "Is he like me, or is he smart?" And she said, "Get out of here."
What the fuck is going on? I don't know what's happening. That was Forrest Gump. That was a weird Italian Forrest Gump. Three, no one I went to school with has ever left the state. There are just multiple issues. What's your number three, Justin?
All right, so my number three is Crackdown 3. That's my number three.
Okay. Because I'm cool with that.
We talked about it earlier. It's been a while, so I'm interested to see where it's at.
And we played a lot of Crackdown. Well, not a lot, but we played Crackdown together. Well, like, I think we fairly played recently. A lot
separately, and then we played like, you know, a few hours together.
Yeah.
The best part was the harpoon game.
What's Crackdown? Is it just a shooter?
It's a third person shooter where you are a super soldier that upgrades your agility, your shooting, your explosives, your driving throughout it, and your super soldier physically changes, as does his like vehicle, and you basically go around destroying all of these gangs.
Yeah, it's
and,
like an open world. It's very arcadey.
Yeah, and you
also like Metal Slug.
No, it's like Grand Theft Auto, but you're a cop.
Okay,
that has Contra. Superpowers. It's like
Contra.
Yes, yeah, just like Contra. Juan, thin breadsticks or fat?
Fat.
Fat as hell?
Yeah.
Okay, Jose, what is your number two?
Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Okay. Are you really that excited? Because I've seen you go back and forth.
I am. It's still a new Marvel vs. Capcom game, and I'm hoping they do something cool, and I hope that leaked list is wrong, because all those characters, at least from the Capcom side, kind of suck.
Can I guess your number one?
No, yes. Not yet. You can guess his number one before he says his number one.
So okay. Don't you prefer one-on-one fighter games?
I prefer one-on-one fighter, but Marvel vs. Capcom has always been cool with me. Mm.
But we had a fun time playing Capcom vs. SNK, too.
So yeah, you introduced that cool to me. Too. That game is broken as fuck. I love it.
But it's fun.
It is. Super it's fun. Extremely fun. Yeah, and the music's fantastic. So
this is true love.
Yeah, this is true love we're making. Yeah. And that was the British stage? Yeah.
Elena, no. Dudley was in the background.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
My number two is Xbox Project Scorpio. Mm. And it's going to have a name. It's going to have a release date. And I guess I'm really excited about the games that they undoubtedly will have to announce with it. They need this E3.
Can you guess the name?
Today we have to guess the name and the price.
Okay. What was it? What was... I forgot what I said.
What, the price?
We guessed the price that one time.
Was $600. No, mine was $500 or more. And then both of you were like $450 or less.
You said $600 or more.
Well, $600 or more.
And then I think you said $500 or more. And I said it has to come in at $400.
No, he was with you at less.
Oh, were you?
I'm okay. $500.
Maybe you said $450.
I don't remember. No, I said some weird ass number because it was like $350 or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely won't be
that. So I think I said $300.
Okay. The graphics card that comes with it is like $1,000.
Yeah, but with it pretty much going to be competing with the PS4 Pro, which is also $400, and the console that people already buy more, then it's going to really have to... Like, I would say,
I
said four.
And I guess I'll say three.
I can say... Well, it's that's not going to happen.
And Justin, you said $600, right?
No, I said $375. Why it's weird.
But the thing is, there's no way it will be under four. I can tell you that realistically, it's going to be $500.
Well, okay, I will say...
But it needs to be $400.
I will say $601.
Okay, Price is Right rules. I hope so. I would have said $1, but that's just me.
So $400, $500, $600.
Yeah.
I'm going to go $600. Plus,
I'm doing $500, even though it should be $400, and Jose's gonna go with $400.
$401.
And then, as far as the name goes, what do you think, Jose? You have any clue?
I'm gonna say Scorpio.
You think so?
Yeah,
you think they're really gonna stick with that? Okay,
I'm sticking with Scorpio.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be...
No, hold on. No, I take that back. You said Scorpio. Yeah. I was thinking Xbox. Maybe they're going to rebrand.
Just the Xbox.
Go back to Xbox.
I think, like what Jose said, I think it might be the Xbox.
I will say Xbox that. Buddy. XBB. See,
that's what they should name their their little one. What do you call it?
Portable?
Yeah.
Slim?
Their handheld console.
No, their handheld.
Yeah, so I'm going with $600 and it's going to be named
Xbox. They can bring back Blinks. For their handheld.
Time cap, baby.
Yeah.
What's your number two, Justin?
All right, my number two is Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's really high up there.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys understand how good I want this to be.
No, I do, because I love two.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much everything on mine.
I'm hoping one of our most anticipated will match on as well. So I'm excited for that when we go to that.
Okay.
One, what's better, Catalade or Gator Road?
No,
ooh, didn't real. Answer quick enough. Did you want to guess?
So are we going to guess each other's?
You want to guess Jose's number one?
We can guess each other's. I'm going to guess that your number one is Mega Man Legends 3.
No.
That would be on his anticipated, though. Yeah, that would be on his anticipated.
Scott, can I guess yours?
It's number one on both.
Dragon Quest 11?
No.
Oh.
But should have been. For Jose, I'm going to say Persona Dancing All Day as well. No, what is it?
Sony had an announcement where they said, hey, we have all these Japanese games that are coming out for PS4. We'll tell you later.
Boo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
just it. Just Japanese
games?
They said
that they announced that they're going to have a lot of Japanese.
A broad
Japanese
answer
PS4.
From Jose.
Yeah. A very broad answer.
Okay. I think mine is pretty obvious. It has to be, right?
Yeah.
What do you think for my number
Crisis
one?
Crisis 5.
Skate 6.
No, that would be unanticipated. You don't understand the concept of these lists.
Can I guess one more time?
Yeah.
The Last of Us 2.
Absolutely. Don't make a noise.
That was a great one. That was my next one.
Yeah. That was.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am clairvoyant and a good boy.
Yeah. And Justin, for your number one.
I'm just going to say it right now. I don't think either of you have it.
Yeah, I for sure have it.
Okay.
Destiny 2. Duh.
That was number 10.
Hold on. Destiny 3.
Nope.
Okay, what is it?
It's actually Sea of Thieves.
Oh.
Okay, I forgot
that
was
a thing. That's
weird as hell. Really? Yeah, I said no one would guess it. Yeah, I think the idea of...
I didn't even try.
No, he didn't even try. I think the idea like like everyone like joining together in like a like MMOS game where you can be a pirate is crazy and you can sail boats. I'm going to name mine the Slippery Soap.
Isn't that the fourth Assassin's Creed, right?
Yeah, but that was a little different. But yeah, it did involve pirates and ships and whatnot. And this one, you can actually party up with people, run your own ship.
Or the Wind Waker?
Yep, those are boat games.
I was going to say, I never played Wind Waker.
Well,
or the Assassin's Creed.
You get to ride the boatman.
Cool. But yeah, boats. I want to be a pirate.
Juan, boats or cars?
Cars.
Cars are just boats on land, you idiot. Okay, now we're going to move on to our most wanted list.
Okay.
And Juan, explain our most wanted list.
Games that you want very much.
Yeah, or things, period, that involve...
Well, I thought this was a gaming podcast.
It is.
Yeah, well, I mean, like things from a company. So
it can
be
hardware.
Console.
Oh, it can be whatever.
Consoles, peripherals, and games.
Sure.
Oh, shit, I should have added peripherals.
Yeah, I meant to say a light gun.
And plans, since we are in the 22nd century?
21st.
Whoa. We skipped.
Guys, we've been dead for 1,000 years. okay, Jose, what's your number 10?
So, you guys probably don't remember this, but Metal Gear Survive.
No, it's going to suck.
I know, but I want to see
also,
what...
But also, they're going to show it there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this... Okay.
But, okay, are they?
Yeah, it's already been announced.
No. Here's my thing. I think they're going to... Hopefully, they cancel it.
That's going to be their announcement. Yeah. Guys, we realized it was a bad idea.
Yeah,
want it to fail. That's what you want most.
I don't want it to fail.
You want it to get pulled out.
He wants it to be an incomplete.
Yeah. Like, I just want to see what they do with the Metal Gear series, and I guess this is one of their first projects with it.
Yeah.
Not really?
No, it's their first bastardization of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Kojima also lost them a bunch of money producing games.
Yeah,
and then he also made them a ton of money.
Yeah, but, you know, they're a company, and the bottom line is the most important thing in a company.
And the bottom line was he made them a ton of money.
Yeah, but they're also assholes.
Yeah.
Who care about the bottom line?
Which is money.
I'm not arguing for them. I'm just pointing things out.
My number 10 is Death Stranding. Because I just want to know what the hell this thing is. And they already said it's definitely skipping E3 this year. But I still don't think we have any idea of what... I mean, we have ideas, but I don't think we really have any solid proof of what type of game this is going to be, what genre it falls in, or
all,
anything.
All they said is that it's going to be an action-adventure game.
Yeah, and likely it's going to be very similar to a Metal Gear series.
I think it's just going to be Metal Gear Solid 5.
Isn't that a very generic description for a game?
What's that?
Action-adventure?
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to stay intentionally vague, and they're leaving like subtle hints that people think they understand, like conspiracy theorists in their trailers and whatnot. But I just want to find out what it is.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because if the story is interesting enough, maybe that would be the thing.
When the first screenshots for Metal Gear Solid 5 came out, nobody knew that was Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, because it didn't make sense.
It was called Project Ogre, I think.
Oh, yeah. They should have kept it that time.
Oh, yeah, I always wanted to play those RPGs. The Ogre Battles.
Ogre Battles.
Oh, yeah. I heard those are good.
Yeah, I want to play those. Oh. They were all named after Queen songs.
They're what?
Queen.
Oh, named after Queen songs. Okay.
Yes.
Justin, what's your number 10?
I don't have number 10. I have 6, so I'll start with number 6.
Jesus fucking Christ. No one understands the idea of a top 10
list. Justin, I couldn't do it. Justin, humor them and just sit it out till 6.
Yeah, you're kind of going to have
to. Okay, go ahead.
We'll just throw it back and forth.
Well, you can ask me random questions like one.
Okay, between you two, which one is faster?
Me.
One.
It's one, yeah, because he answered first. Jesus.
Damn.
9, Jose.
I want to see another Platinum game, but I don't think I will.
Just a very vague Platinum game?
Just a Platinum game.
Don't
a
they
game
have that shooter one?
Shooter one.
Well, you're a guy in a mech suit?
Vanquish?
Vanquish? Yeah. That's been out for... Yeah. 8 years.
Has it been? I never even heard of it.
They released it for PC again.
So. I want them to release Wah Bayonetta. mine is Metroid. I want them to do something with Metroid.
Oh, yeah. That's not happening.
Yeah, I know, but I really want them to.
That's also on my list.
Guys, between the two of you, who has longer legs?
Me.
Okay. Number 8, Jose.
So I had this written down as what they're doing, if
Jesus
even.
Christ.
What? What?
That's no. It's just what I like that.
I'm so confused.
I like that it's like a sentence.
Well, no, it's just like what are they doing, if even, with Scalebound?
Oh yeah, since
I want to know. Like,
kind of re-registered that trademark.
Are they using it like as another game, or are they like completely out of it? Or I don't know.
That's a good one.
There's going to be a dragon flying sim. That's what I think it's going to be. I just thought you were going to bring up the concept of something.
You want to produce the new Blinks game?
Huh?
Microsoft dropped the copyright.
I'll look into that.
For Blinks.
Blinks.
Blinks the time cat.
We can make it.
Jinx the clumsy
dog.
Or
we can hold it for ransom.
Yeah, that's what people like doing these days. My number 8 is Half-Life 3. What?
Like the not half? Is it Half-Life 3 or is it Half-Life 2 episode? Or
it would
two,
just be three.
Those are two separate things.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, they were supposed to release episode 3 for Half-Life 2, which they never did. I played episode 1
3
and 2.
Then? Half-Life 3 at this point?
No, they're two separate things.
Okay.
Half-Life 3 is a new game. Episode 3 for Half-Life 2 is just an expansion
on
2.
But it never came out.
So yeah, like, but I'm saying they're just going to skip
that. Well, because usually when I see them talk about that, they divide both of them, and they either say Half-Life 2 Episode 3 or whatever, and then
Half-Life 3.
Shin Megami Tensei?
Games, yes. You know, like you have Personas, and then you have the main series. And
well, no, this
have...
is all the same series.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a spinoff. But
no,
not
it's
really.
Not a spinoff, though. They're
no?
the same.
Nope. Let's just say it like this.
No,
I'm just going to say, I think they're going to skip Episode 3 and not even think about that, because at this
point, so.
I couldn't imagine them going back to an over 10-year-old game and
See,
saying...
I think what they should do, and this is just me to get hype going, they release like a better-looking version, even though you could already kind of do that,
yeah.
of Half-Life 2 Episode 2, right?
Uh-huh.
And then when the trailer finishes, it just like blurs and says 3.
I was going to say all Valve has to do is just like drop a curtain that says 3 on it. Just has a number
and then
three.
They just walk off stage. Everyone has to sit there for an hour.
Yep.
They're just what they're going to be.
They
like,
would.
They're going to say Steam 2.
Oh my god!
Everybody's going to freak
Steam
out.
Steam 2 powered by Half-Life 3.
Between you guys, if both of you wore the same shoes on both feet, how many feet do both of you have on your
two.
Shoes?
I guess he got it.
He did got it. Jose, you're number 7.
My number 7, 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim.
the fuck
no
is that?
No one knows what the fuck that is. Yeah. Have you heard about it?
Are you developing this game?
Yes.
No, but it sounds like they are 13 Sentinels who have a Regis rim.
Ruh-roh.
Is this one of those games coming over from Japan? It's one of those
games.
Is it a Japanese title coming
over? Yeah. It's from Atlas, and they're, the company developing it is, what do you call it? Vanillaware.
Okay.
So they're the guys who made like Dragon's Crown and Odin Sphere, and so their art's super nice.
So by the way, I should mention that Justin is Asian before I say this. I just imagine you seeing a Hana and being like, this one of those Asian cars.
Yeah.
My number 7 is only because I was reminded this morning of a possible leak through Game Informer, Bully 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there was a leak there was a page on Game Informer for Bully 2 called Kevin's Backjack, which if that's the title, that's an awful title. It sounds like a 90s movie. But it quickly got taken off the site and Game Informer said, "Hey, I don't know who did that. We were looking into it, but something, because if it is real, they broke an NDA, which means they're going to have to pay a lot of money." Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
But I'd like for Bully 2 to come, especially now with all the mechanics that are available in like GTA 5.
Right.
And maybe this would be the game that they put out in the interim between now and Red Dead Redemption 2.
You think you still play as Bobby Hill?
I do. Do you talk about me personally? When I played it, I look like Bobby Hill, because that is true. Yeah.
Now at this point.
I think so.
Isn't Bully their most... kid-friendly series?
Sort of. It's the closest to being kid-friendly, yeah, because there's no blood and there's no death.
Well, personally, I know kids who play Outlast.
Yes. Why do you know Outlast? So many kids? You should
don't
maybe
ask.
Look into that. Okay, guys, between you two, if Juan did a cartwheel, how many times would he cartwheel until he couldn't cartwheel?
None.
Two.
Okay.
Give you more credit than you thought.
All right, now we're going on to number 6. And I'm going to read mine how I have it written, but I'm going to throw my number 6 to you, Jose.
Code Vein.
Okay.
So I'm super curious about it, and we talked shit about it that one time, but I'm still curious about it.
Yeah, and you surprisingly talk shit as well.
Yeah. Mainly because I was expecting another Dark Souls game.
And you knew if you didn't make fun of it, we were going to beat you up after the podcast.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys do that regardless, just not as hard.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be such a scrawny punk.
Well, it hurts.
Okay. My number 6... Beyond Good and Evil 2. I don't care about the Beyond Good and Evil series, but Evil,
yeah,
you got it. That was announced over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to come out on the 360 and or the PS3. And not a ton of people played the first one, but it was really good.
I've always wanted to play it, but I didn't like the art style for it. So.
The art style is, I mean, it's along the lines of like a Jack and Daxter for that time. But going back now, it looks a lot rougher,
so
for sure.
So the concept art that I saw for it actually looked appealing to me.
They kind of dropped that more kid-friendly look. Mm-hmm. And so if it does
because everybody
out,
that played it
happy.
That was a kid at that point is now... You know, an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And everyone that was an adult back then is dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're RIP'd.
Long gone. Okay, what's your number 6,
so
Justin?
My number
you can join
6
us.
Is the Assassin's Creed title that they're working on right now.
Oh. Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yes.
Did you guys see the
I will,
for that?
But I think they're going to show that, though.
Did they?
What?
Oh, or I was going to say, are they?
I'm almost certain, yeah.
There was a leak for it.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Was that a store leak? Or?
I think so. It was another retail thing.
It looked cool.
Like, I mean, yeah, but I'm always super skeptical of Assassin's Creed.
I just want them to finally succeed, and with them taking a year off, I hope they get it right.
Well, he has a falcon on that one, so you know, falcons are cool.
I just want scimitars.
You'll get scimitars.
Good.
Or, was it scimitar? No, you get the curved swords that are more curved than a scimitar. They're like a crescent shape.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Chateau?
Yeah.
Juan, without looking, how many buttons are there on the new 3DS XL that you're holding?
Oh, shit.
Four face... buns.
Nope, I asked for all of them. Too bad.
I'd
say 35. It was 35.
Good. That's a good number.
Number 5, Jose.
Number 5, Bloodstained.
What is that?
Fuckers! It's. I think I've only talked to you about it, but it's the...
How are we fuckers?
Because it's your fault. You didn't hear about it.
It's the guy who made Castlevania.
Okay.
He's working with NT Creates to make a Castlevania-styled game, and that was it. And it was a Kickstarter game, so you need to see more about that.
Kickstarter games always... impressed.
Well, Shovel Knight was great.
Yeah, it was.
I think my name's in Ukulele, but I'm not sure.
What's that?
I think my name is in the credits of Ukulele, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I remember if I backed it or not.
Well, if you, yeah, you might have. Anyway, my number five, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to show it besides in like a montage like we talked about earlier. But I've been waiting for what, like 15 years?
Yeah.
Like an incredibly long time. We deserve
You're going to be 30 by the time that game comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make it to 30.
Yeah, I remember the ending to, or the secret ending to the second one at the very end. Like, there's three people walking and there's like all kinds of swords. I was like, that looks pretty badass.
And then they made a game out of that.
Yes.
What, they did?
Yeah, Birth by Sleep. That's what it was.
Yep.
And then you go back to that place. There's a
whole connected thing.
I'll just say, I just like their armor.
It wasn't as cool as
Since it wasn't like Kingdom Hearts 3, I didn't like look out for it.
Oh, yeah.
Justin, what's your number five?
Halo 6.
Okay. You don't, yeah, I'm assuming they probably won't show it. It's really early.
There'll be a picture.
No, I was going to say, like, they're guaranteed not going to show it.
Yeah. I think they're going to show Master Chief.
They're going to show off the Scorpion. Yeah. Like, we're going to show you this tech demo of Master Chief's armor. Look at all this detail. Look at these scuff marks and these dents.
And it's available right now.
Yeah.
No, they're going to say,
look at his sweaty hog.
I was going to say, 343 officially said that Halo 6 isn't going to be there. No, but they have that untitled 343 thing, which was Gravemind, but that's my number five or six.
Five. Juan, how many ways are there to say snow in Aloha?
None.
Okay, he's got me on that one. Jose, what's your number four?
Metroid.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good new Metroid game.
It's been a while. Are you thinking 2D or 3D?
I want a 2D one, but I think they're going to move more towards the Prime series.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Did you know those guys were fuckers? The damn it.
No, I don't. You can say they're fuckers. Retro? That's fine.
Yeah, retro.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, that was not... Well, actually, that was the first time I messed up everybody.
Yeah, that was...
That was the very first time. So far in. Amazing.
Yeah, this is... I'm not going to even say anything about how much time. My number four is... A Nintendo Switch revision.
Nice.
I want there to be a revised console because I've gotten to the point where I am beginning to have faith in it.
Oh, yeah?
Because obviously it got a ton of love from everybody who has one. Flashback to
the headphones.
Yeah. Well, it's that kind of stuff that makes me, you know, like I said,
You're looking at it and like, yeah, yeah. And then you turn back and see the freaking headphones.
Exactly. And that's not... And that's not, you know, like totally life-breaking for me.
No.
But it is... It's indicative of a larger issue.
It's also kind of embarrassing.
Like that's what I'm saying.
You're like, okay, this doesn't look as bad. Then you see it and you're like, okay, fuck. Yeah, you were doing good.
Then they have Breath of the Wild. Mario Odyssey is probably going to be great. ARMS, they said, was a lot of fun. I know I myself wouldn't get into it or wouldn't stay into it for long. But I'd like there to be a revision where the Joy-Con connection is stronger, where maybe the screen doesn't flex. I'd pay an extra $50 for it to be an LED screen and not even OLED like the PS Vita that we have.
It's a good screen.
It is a great screen. And it totally changed when they went LCD.
Should have added more Vita games to here. Vita's not done in Japan.
Not in Japan, but it is everywhere else. So that's what I want. I want them to revise it and come back at me. Justin, what about you? Number four. Right,
so my number four are two of the untitled Bethesda projects that they're working on.
Is one of them the free-to-play title that they've talked about?
Possibly, but they haven't given any name for it.
They're doing like they're like two new IPs, correct? Or they're supposed to be?
Yeah, so there are two new IPs that they're working on that they said last E3. No, I think they said one, but they didn't say anything other than that. They just were like, oh, here's, Fallout 4 VR.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we're also working on something that'll be really big, something that's been in development for a few years, and it's really ambitious, and we want you guys to stick around.
They've obviously done an RPG in Elder Scrolls. They've done it
in space. Is that where you're going with this?
Kind of. Yeah. So they've done Elder Scrolls. They've done Fallout, which is kind of like, you know, it is in the future, but you know, it's stuck in the 50s. So you want like an
open world space RPG.
I think they're going to do futuristic bordering on cyberpunk, but they obviously can't go cyberpunk because that became like the new hot phrase.
Well, they're the ones that stole that thing from
CD Projekt Red. Yeah. They stole what?
They stole the cyberpunk assets.
They stole the assets and are holding them for ransom. So I learned that
it's CD Projekt, by the way.
Project?
Yeah.
Because it's like Icelandic or something?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not how we pronounce it in America.
It's okay.
And, yeah, and I was going to say, if they go into space, then maybe it'd be better than the Mass Effect series now. So who knows?
Or it'll be similar to like a Dead Spacey. And I wasn't necessarily thinking space, but I think that would be part of the futuristic thing.
Well, Scott, how about something in current times? You know, like an open...
Yeah, no,
yeah, current times are no fun, times. Though. Because we live in it.
I mean,
well, no, you get to explore different aspects of the current times.
I actually think that would be super interesting. It would just more so be... the, you know, because the whole point of like the Fallout series or even the Elder Scrolls series to a lesser extent is like when you're surviving the Fallout, it is about survival and it's about a situation you never found yourself in. But if you are in current day, although it'd be kind of cool, if you're doing RPG elements like, oh, I have to eat, I have to sleep, I have to this, then it might be too similar to something like real life.
Well, no, how about if it's a little crazy like the Yakuza series?
Oh, yeah.
So I think it would be
I'd say that's GTA then.
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah, it'd be like a mix of it'd be like GTA by Bethesda.
I'm always super optimistic with new IPs nowadays just cuz a lot of them are great.
And the gamble is so big now that they kind of have to be, which is nice.
That's why it's like, oh, that's pretty crazy.
And ladies and gentlemen, I will jump in at number 3 now.
Are we on number 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What? So, we'll go to you first. Number 3.
My third game. I want Adrian Odyssey 5.
Okay.
It is a solid series. Basically, they don't change much game to game, and I just plain old like it.
Do they ever add new mechanics to the Adrian Odyssey games?
They do.
So there's just a different like a gimmick.
It's like kind of like Pokemon game, where they add little new thing.
Okay.
So it has the same feel.
Yeah, they add Pokemon every time a new one comes out.
That's cool.
I love Crobat.
All right, what's your number 3, Jose?
I want something unexpected from Capcom, which we're not going to get. That's why I put it on this list.
You've had some vagaries as part of your list.
I mean, I guess I can say Deep Down, because that's what they've been talking about for a while, but they had like it dropped off of the face of the planet for a bit, and then they just said, hey, guess what? Dragon's Dogma for PS4. Cool. I hated that game.
Yeah.
I just know there's like a giant turkey you fight, but other than that, meh.
Oh. Yeah, his name's Justin, right?
Shit.
You fucking jabroni.
Yes.
My number 3 is like, makes me want to groan because it's for sure not going to happen. I want a new Rabbids game. No.
Well, buddy, do I have some news for you.
I want a new Nintendo handheld that's not part of the DS series. I want them to have a new iteration of something. Because I've been playing my Revo K101, and it's just reminded me of how much I liked the Game Boy Advance. And I very much like the aesthetic and the feel of the Vita. But not the Vita games necessarily, even though they do have a couple of gems. And I really want them to go back to like a single screen. And I know, you know, they have the Switch, so why would they have a single screen thing? But it just reminded me of like when I kind of fell off of Nintendo after the GameCube, I maintained it with the Game Boy Advance and the original DS, and then it lost me. And I want it to regain me in the same way that I want the Switch to earn my love.
So you kind of want like the in-between of both of them.
That really inspired me. Can I change my number 3?
Sure.
I want the SNES Mini.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say they have people who like cut off and like get rid of the top screen or bottom and like shave it off and grind it down to where it's just a single screen DS.
Yeah, I really do enjoy the single screen. Like if it was just the screen size of the top but on the bottom and it was just a single piece, I would really enjoy it. And I feel like they could do kind of what the Vita did, which the Vita was extremely ambitious but didn't really have any developers behind it. So they could have something that is almost Switch quality but still be like, it's not quite there, so you need to get the Switch if you want the rest of it. So that's where I'm at. What's your number 3?
All right, so my number 3 is, I hopefully want to see something about the HoloLens from Microsoft.
I mean, it's not, but that's the whole point of the list, though.
Right. I just want to see what they're going to do.
Their AR stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, kind of, it's like, AR, but it's like displayed in front of you. And like, they showed it off with Minecraft a few years ago, but.
A while ago. Yeah. I mean, it's super interesting, but I think they're for sure going to stay away from VR for a little while and AR because they're like, no one even likes our console, really.
Right, exactly.
So we gotta figure that out first, and then we'll go to that. Juan, you ever do that thing where you use like a tennis ball or maybe some kind of ball to kind of rub your foot on it as you stand up to kind of activate pressure points and massage your own foot?
No,
you should give it a shot. Okay. Jose, you're number two.
Why doesn't he have a number two?
Do you have a number two? Do you have a number two?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so do you have a two and a one?
So I was going to join at three.
Okay, what's your number two?
3, 2, 1. My number two is Cold Sip Result. Cold Sip Revolt.
Mm-hmm. Cold.
C-U-L-D.
Cold Sip.
Cold Sip.
Revolt.
I am foreign, ladies and gentlemen.
Juan is foreign. He was born in Croatia and he died in Russia.
Oh, we should have said he's from Peru. He is a Peruvian listener. Shout out to Peru.
So you said you described this to me as a Monopoly game.
Monopoly, as in you play in a board.
But you said this is a board game.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of like a... Let's just kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a card game.
Okay. So this is something that would not be at E3.
No, I'm sure it will be.
Okay.
Atlas, right?
Digital one.
Atlas is distributing this, right?
No. NIS.
Oh, Nipponichi?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know if they'll be there.
I hope your number one is like a meatball sub. Like you're just naming stuff that you like.
No, my number one, I said it earlier.
Well, don't tell it. Yeah, don't tell it.
We gotta go. Okay, what's your number two, Jose?
Mega Man.
Just period?
Mega Man.
Okay.
I mean, they already announced the Legacy Collection 2, but fuck. But I'm going to get it, but...
you're going to get
I just want something.
You're going to get a Mega Man Battle Network collection and love it.
I will.
Yeah.
oh, man, I'm a bitch.
My, I agree. Right. I agree. Yeah. Don't let him tell you you're not.
I mean, I am what I
am. You're a swell guy.
Why are you crying?
Because stop crying. Want Mega Man.
Just rub the tennis ball on your foot. Yeah, water.
Oh, ooh.
My number two, PS4 backwards compatibility.
Shit.
So here's the thing.
Can I change my number two?
Before you go any further, do you want it to go all the way back to PlayStation?
No,
just
I'm okay.
Three?
Just three.
I'd be three.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't think that's asking for too much. Now, Microsoft did recently reveal that, like, 1% of people will use backwards compatibility. I think that will change with Xbox Game Pass. And I think I would honestly love to see the death of PS Now and just have backwards compatibility. Because one of the issues is I have a PS3. I can play those games, but I like the convenience of having it on one console or being able to like have a PS3 in a different room. And I know what everybody's saying. Scott, you have two PS3s. You can already have them in two different rooms. You're missing the point. No, they just keep talking about how difficult it is and how if they thought people would really utilize it, they would do it.
Yeah.
But it's not hard to do. I'm telling you. I've done it myself.
Yeah, I was about to say, like you taped your PlayStation 3 to your 4.
And then I can't put a disc in there. So yeah.
Then you just get yourself a top loader. PlayStation 4 Pro.
Yeah, exactly. What is your number two, Justin?
All right, so my number two is the Untitled Square Enix Avengers thing that they teased earlier in the year, last year.
No, it was earlier this year. What the fuck? Yeah. Oh. What is that going to be? That's your number two?
Yeah, that's my
number crazy.
Two. I'm just super curious on what it is.
They might actually show some of that. I wouldn't be surprised.
Because like cool. I know the MCU is like the biggest thing for movies right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm kind of curious if it's like a game or not. They just showed like glasses, right?
I didn't even see that.
Well, anyways, it was just like a tease that they did earlier in the year. And everyone was like freaking out about it.
Okay, now we're going to do our number ones, guy, and I'm not going to be able to guess Juan's, but we'll guess each other's. Hold on. Is it Meatball Sub?
No.
Okay. What's your number one then?
Dragon Quest.
11?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's out for 3DS as well.
It's going to be 3DS, PS4, and Switch.
And Switch. I forgot.
Yeah. And I love that they're doing the different art styles on the 3DS. I'm curious to see how that really plays out. And I haven't played since Stars of the Sentinel Skies.
Number nine.
Yeah. So and it's been out.
So you're not that far behind.
No.
I mean, you just missed the MMO.
The MMO. Yeah. That's Japan only.
And the builders.
Well.
So did you know that's a spinoff of the first one?
Yeah, of the first one.
That's weird.
Yeah, and the first game you got a choice of, hey, join the bad guy and destroy
the
world. Or fight him and win.
Yeah.
And that's what builders are.
Okay. Now we're gonna guess Jose's number one.
You guys can do
it. I'm going to guess so? Castlevania complete redo remake 3D the Switch.
You're close though.
Is Bayonetta 3.
No, now you're further off.
Oh, okay. Bayonetta, what is it?
Bloodborne 2.
X-Cross Switch.
World War 2?
Bloodborne 2.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, they'll show a picture probably.
They'll show a weird looking number 2.
Yeah.
Like a
and
poop.
And then everyone will freak out.
Yeah, and then everyone will cry, and then someone will say something, and then everyone will leave.
And then the game will be as like...
This is how E3 works, too. Guys.
All right, and I'm going to guess your number one.
I think you know it.
Is it the Untitled R2-D2 spinoff?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know either.
The Untitled BioWare Star Wars RPG that was teased last year.
The one that got canceled?
No, this is a completely different one.
Oh, no, it's not that either, though. Okay. It has nothing to do with Star Wars. I'm really surprised. When I say it, you're going to be like, I should have known.
Skate 6. It's a Skate 6, Scott. Skate 5.
It's Skate 4.
Are they on 4?
Yeah, it's 4.
Oh, well, Skate 4. Skate 4.
Yeah, it's Skate 4.
Okay.
I need it. It's been so long.
You're going to get it.
I think I might get it. But that's my number one because it's been so long and it's so simple, and I think Tony Hawk might be involved. And I think that would be nice.
Oh, man, you say Tony Hawk's
their rights were up, so he's no longer with
them. He's no longer on contract with them, so he can go on and do whatever. And I think he would be a welcomed addition to that story.
EA's conference is going to open up with a back shot of a skater, and then he goes down, and he does a cool trick, and he turns around, and the camera pans up to his face, and it's Tony Hawk.
And he is fused with a real hawk.
And he goes, hashtag Skate 4.
Oh, God. I can imagine something really cheesy, like him going down a ramp, and then pop up, and on the bottom of his board, it says Skate 4. Yeah. And then everyone's like, woo!
I would imagine he just turns around, and he has a hawk taped to his face.
Oh, God.
That would also be good.
Flap, flap.
Perfect. And Justin's number one.
You guys gonna guess it?
This is tough. You go first, Jose, and then I'll go. Because I think I do know it.
Shit, dude. Halo 6. I don't fucking know.
No, he already said that.
Yeah, that was okay, earlier.
Monster Hunter.
Nope.
Is it Totino's number one frozen pizza?
Damn it.
Yeah,
buddy. We're so close. Okay. That's not it.
Well, what is it?
It's BioWare's unannounced Star Wars RPG.
You shithead. What is it? I don't remember that. I remember 1313 that got canceled.
It was, so last year they did almost like after some little thing, they did like a developer documentary kind of, and it was a video pretty much of like a desert planet. I'm just going to say Tatooine, for example.
Yeah.
A first person view of someone walking out of Tatooine, and you see the, you know, Imperial Star Destroyer up in the sky, and then you see some TIE fighters fly by. And then that's it, and everyone's like freaking out.
So are they called TIE fighters because they look like TIEs? Like little Tableau TIEs?
Yes. Well, yeah, sure.
Really? Is that
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. It sounds good to me.
Probably when they fly, they go.
That is the actual reason.
I thought they go. Row! Have you ever heard the TIE fighter sound?
Yeah, people are going to love these noises in their ears.
I was going to say they based it off like the mortar sound from World War I.
Here's my BB-8 impression. Anyway, yeah, so it's going to come out. It's going to drop on a Friday morning, and then everything's going to kick off Saturday. I will be on a flight to lands unknown, and then eventually I will come back. And when we do come back, we're going to have like a huge info dump episode.
Oh, man.
It's going to be real loose and probably real bad, but you should listen to it anyway.
Really long.
It's going to be 7 hours long, probably. And if you just really need someone to talk to you all day forever, then we can do that. Justin's shown me the clip. But I'm going to go ahead and send us out, I think. Does anybody else have anything they need to say?
No. Hashtag Skate4.
Yeah. You won?
Please don't look for me.
Do not look for Juan, no.
No.
By the way, Juan is a pseudonym for him. His real name is...
Forbidden.
His real name is Forbidden.
like mine is... what's mine?
What are you talking about?
What's my rapper name?
Oh, Shadow?
Yeah, Shadow.
Shadow.
Oh, no, my rapper name is Slim Shady the Fat.
Excellent. Guys,
use a random name generator.
I'm just going to leave off with, I hope all your guys' expectations come true, and I hope you have fun.
Yeah, everybody, have fun out there. Remember, it's all about the love of the game, and if you can't play the game you love, maybe it's time to suit up and jack off. Jesus Christ.
I was PG through this whole thing.
Sure you were. Anyway, yeah, that's the end of it, guys. Sorry about this episode. But remember, don't do anything. Don't rate us at all, because if you go off of this episode, it's going to be bad. Remember all the good times we had.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about things.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Bye.
See ya.
Goodbye. Hull such noise. Scope here. Hull such noise. Scope here.